Hi everyone, this is Jordana from drinkitin_Jordana from Instagram or from drinkitin my podcast. So sorry I was not on at the time that you expected me to be on. Sometimes we have to do life on life's terms. No matter how much we try to make a schedule, it doesn't always work out the way we want. But let's focus on today. So usually I speak about what's the connection. This time I really wanted to focus on a topic that I don't think I've really done for some time, and that is Parshat Zachor. So Parshat Zachor comes up the Shabbat before Purim. And since Purim is falling out on Tuesday this year, this Shabbat is called Shabbat Zachor, where we are remembering one of the Sheish Mitzvot Tamidiyot, one of the mitzvot that we have we're supposed to remember, it's one of the Sheish Zichronot, one of the six things that we're supposed to constantly remember. And that is Zachor et asher asah lecha Amalek, v'derech b'tzeitcha b'Mitzrayim. One is supposed to remember what Amalek did to us in Mitzrayim. Now, it's interesting, the way it's worded, what's really the focus here? Hashem is saying it in such a way. So the Midrash explains that the mitzvah is to remember what Amalek did. Now, really how it all started, Moshe wanted to tell the Jewish people, do you remember what you said? That you complained, is Hashem with us? Is he not with us? But if we say that, it will cause such shame and embarrassment to Bnei Israel. We don't want to cause such shame and embarrassment to Bnei Israel, because that's really the focal point. That's really at the core of what was happening here. So instead of saying it that way, we say we remember what Amalek did to us in order to remember our own mistakes, our own doubt that we were feeling that was caused, and Amalek now came and attacked us. The message is that we don't forget even for a moment that Hashem is in our midst and is watching over us at all times. That's where we went wrong. That's really what we're supposed to remember, that Hashem is constantly with us. So Rashi expressed it very clearly at the end of Parshat Bishalach when it emphasizes and talks about the battle with Amalek. He gave an example, Rashi brings down an example of a young boy walking on the shoulders of his father, constantly asking his father, can you pick this up for me? Can you pick up? While he's on his father's shoulders. Then all of a sudden, they meet up with somebody, and the boy says to that person they meet up with, have you seen my father? What do you mean, have you seen my father? You're on your father's shoulders. What do you not know where he is? And so the father throws the boy off from his shoulders, and lo and behold, comes a dog and bites the boy. So that's supposed to be symbolic of that we are constantly, we act, is God with me? Is he really, truly here? And then God is like, what, you don't see me? You don't feel me? I'm carrying you all this way. So that's it. If you think I'm not here, then go on your own and see what happens. And that's when consequences that seem so harsh come our way. In the history of our lives, Amalek came and attacked us. It doesn't always end the same way. It's because the end of the story depends on how we are, how we act. When we look at the story, and it was that when Moshe raised his hand, the Jewish people overcame. And when he put his hands up, they overcame. When he put their hands down, it wasn't good. Or Amalek overcame. The Gemara explains that it was not Moshe's hands, not literally, you think Moshe has these magical hands that won the battle or lost the battle. Rather, it's when the Jewish people looked up. And in our hearts, we realize it's really HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is in charge. That's when we overcame the enemy. And when we didn't feel that trust in Hashem and see him in our lives, that's when we lost in the battle. And it's like that in every generation. When the Jewish people forget that there's Hashem that lives with us, Amalek comes. Amalek represents doubt. Doubt comes. And then if we do teshuvah and we do avodas Hashem in our heart, truly within us, the same thing will happen. Same thing in the time of Mordechai and Esther. It happened as well. Everything switches around, and the Jews gain control over the enemies when we truly feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us and he's in our midst. Amalek, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoshua was able to defeat it. Nevertheless, when the Jewish people don't remember who's carrying them, whose shoulders are we on, then unfortunately we get that nasty bite from the dog. But Hashem could protect us. This is what happened generation after generation, where Amalek comes and tries to wipe us out. And it is this mitzvah in every generation when Amalek arises and barks at us like that dog and declares its intentions to destroy us, to kill us, we should not make light of their threats.
Right.
We should remember what terrible power Amalek gains when we forget about Hashem. And we should remind ourselves that it's so important to do teshuvah, that this whole language of Parsha Zachor is to remember the doubt and what the doubt can do to each of us and what troubles it can bring us. And it's so much more important to realize that it's better to do and to search and seek God out than not to do it at all and just to be sit there in bewilderment. Because that's what Zachor is all about. Remembering Hashem, remembering He's in our midst, so that way the doubt doesn't get in. I'm going to wish everybody a Shabbat Shalom. Hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you could bring this message with you this Shabbat. Have a great, great, wonderful day.